This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is special for us. It is the return of Lucy Bird, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start. How's your mom doing?
Yes.
Thank you, guys. I've missed you guys. Yeah, nothing has been going on that precludes me from this in the past couple weeks to months. She is doing much, much better. And I will say she is the strongest person I know, and she is just progressing so incredibly. So I've never seen a miracle before my eyes happen, wow. And now I can say I have, because it truly, truly is a miracle that she is on now the next step of her journey to coming home, and she is getting better by the day.
Awesome.
That's
amazing.
We're
incredibly excited for you guys and better times ahead.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yes, exactly.
on a positive note, Lucy, you are a true innovator. Walking bets, stepping bets.
Interesting segue.
Picks in a blanket, knitting bets, juggling bets now. What started that?
Yeah, well, you know what, to tie the two together, my mom actually did say that she looks at Twitter, she saw my video, she said it's not even really juggling. And it's true, it's not even really juggling, because I'm on a juggling journey to learn how to juggle. And so, you know, I was wearing baseball jerseys, as I do, and I'm like, you know what, why don't I just juggle while I'm wearing this jersey? Because that's what, you know, you tie the two together, of course. So now juggling bets is my new thing. And I will say I have been juggling baseballs, bean bags, iPods, everything you could imagine. I did order official juggling balls to practice the skill with more intensity, because I wanted something that I could actually toss easily while I learn to juggle, because this is a process. And I feel like I'm getting better, because if you look at the video, I didn't drop one last time until I was turning off the camera. So I think I'm getting better at it. So I'm really looking forward to learning to perfect the craft of juggling in a baseball jersey, and also, you know, acquiring possibly more baseball jerseys, because I did notice I only have two.
Well, so you led me right where to a couple I was going to go. Like, so like Rawlings has official Major League Baseballs. You're telling me there's like a professional juggling league where they have like balls that are designed just to juggle?
That's what they say. That's what they say on Amazon.com. They say juggling balls. So I
don't Google them.
They look. they look like, yeah. It's really great stuff you find when you Google that. They have. It looks official to me. So I purchased them.
Okay.
And they come in all different colors. I think I got the pink ones, if I recall. We'll see when they arrive. Color reveal, juggling balls color reveal will be on my, wherever you find me on social media, pretty soon when they arrive. So I do look forward to that. It will be a surprise to me as well. And hopefully I can improve and progress in this as well as my mom is progressing and what she is dealing with. So I do hope to learn to juggle by the end of this month.
So on to the jersey part of this, you're obviously a Boston sports fan. Are like... If like another team sent you a jersey, would you wear it?
Would.
Right. Well, okay. I'm even thinking like I don't know, just like a random team. I don't know, San Diego State Aztecs or whatever.
Baltimore
like,
Orioles.
would you rock anything? Where do you draw the line? What about like Dunkin' Donuts, like jerseys that aren't real team jerseys but are made to look like a jersey? Are you down with all that?
Yes. Yeah, so I thought about this. There's probably. Depends on the team. I was going to say there's one team that I certainly would not wear the jersey of, that is the New York Yankees. Mm-hmm. But I, you know, if I wore an Orioles jersey, I was just thinking about this. I don't know. It's the same division. I don't know if that would go so well. I think the only two major league teams, jerseys that I could wear, Mets and Red Sox, and then the rest be minor league teams that are not affiliated with the New York Yankees.
Okay.
If a place like Dunkin' Donuts sent me a jersey, I would wear it. I would wear a Dunkin' jersey. I would wear a jersey of something that is not a baseball team. I am open to anything except for anything to do with the Yankees or any other major league team. So I have looked, but it's very interesting. When you look at minor league teams' jerseys, they are priced the same as major league teams' jerseys. So I did pick an expensive item of clothing to build this brand on, which maybe that was my mistake. But I'm willing to go with it. I am willing. I did see some comments that said, you know, it's fine if you wear the same jersey every day, which is as I replied on my TikTok at LucyBurge1, it is a relief to hear that because it is a little more difficult to acquire hundreds of jerseys.
Yeah.
And more than, you know, hundreds of sports bras. So we'll see where this goes with this journey, but I'm dedicated to it. So we'll see.
We're talking with Lucy Burge. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Lucy, we haven't talked to you in a few weeks, so I'm wondering how are you feeling at this point about Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. A lot has happened, including she said she's going to run for Miss Maine. Yes, she's officially put her hat in. She's going to run for Miss Maine.
She's going to win.
Yeah. So where are you still all in on
your
on
money's
this?
On her for Miss Maine, apparently.
Yes, yes, and to be Mrs. Belichick, perhaps, in the future, because she is fascinating. This whole thing is fascinating. Every single day, I see something new with these two that blows my mind. The other day, she posted a photo of them together when she has, like, a Rams jacket and because of UNC, and that he's the GOAT, and she kind of connected the two and said, hashtag, my twin flame. She's saying that Bill Belichick is her twin flame. They say everybody has a twin flame. Imagine if yours was Bill Belichick. That's what she's saying, basically. So I think they're going to get married, and I am still fascinated by this couple. And it is also interesting, the developments since we last spoke, that she is CC'd on all of his emails. He has specifically asked that she is included on all of his emails. Sorry to, I guess, Matt Patricia and, you know, maybe Mike Lombardi is now, she is above him in the totem pole of right-hand person to Bill Belichick, because Matt Patricia, we saw on the Manning cast that Matt Patricia was the one who was forwarding Bill all these emails about rundown and everything for that show. And now Jordan seems to be the person who is the contact for these things, running his Instagram, perhaps, because, you know, he calls her Jay and she calls him Billy on Instagram.
Nice.
And she's behind all of this. It's cute. And, you know, they do yoga on the beach.
It's a little creepy,
where he,
Burge. It's
his
a little
legs,
creepy.
His legs exposed upside down on the beach with her on top of his feet. It's bizarre. I mean, that was a little bit bizarre. But
that's a little. Is he? That's like what you do with your kid. Like that. That one. Yeah. I thought the creep factor was like really, really intense.
That one was hard to argue that it wasn't a little bit out there. And I couldn't look away. So credit to her. You can't look away.
Yeah.
So and you know, she's doing a lot of good with the Maine Sea Fishermen and the Sea Trust, I think, is what she's working on now. So she's got some causes she's working on to be Miss Maine. I think she represents the state very well. She's got great outfits. They're bedazzled. It's a lot going on.
That's how you represent Maine.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, credit to her that every day is something new, and you never know what she's going to be up to next.
Well, you never know what we're up to next, and I don't even remember how we got on this. But Lucy, just random question, is a bobblehead a doll?
Ooh, this is a great question.
Yep. Well, guess who came up with it? this guy.
I love it.
We've got a poll on Twitter. You can vote there as well.
Oh, I'm going to vote because this is a thinker, because what defines a doll is, I would say, this, I've never even thought about it. I would say no.
Yeah,
thank you. I would say it's not because I feel like a
doll.
4-1 Yes, okay. Yes, because I feel like a doll is something that is free. You can pose it in different things, perhaps. And a bobblehead is generally standing still. And the only thing that moves is
the
head.
Yes.
Because it's not, you know, bobble
it's
anything
else. It's a bobblehead doll. It's literally called a bobblehead doll.
But nobody calls it that anymore.
No one calls it a bobblehead.
What everybody's called it for.
I've never heard
it. Orioles
just advertised a bobblehead.
I've never heard someone say bobblehead.
They dropped doll.
Well, the Orioles don't get anything right.
No,
so.
Well, up until more modern times, I think I had only heard bobblehead doll.
Exactly.
And I never thought about it.
Yeah, and then people realize it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
This
you can't change it.
Yeah.
They did.
When I was a kid, I remember going to a store in Fells Point and buying dye-your-own bobblehead dolls.
Yes.
And you could put any NFL logo you wanted on it, and they had all the different paints, and you painted a bobblehead doll.
And then they evolved and realized that was dumb, so they just called it bobblehead.
Right, because was that doll?
Right.
Could you move the legs? Could you change its clothes? Yeah. Could you brush its hair? No.
You could paint different logos on it.
You had a doll as a kid. I would assume at some point, Lucy, you had a doll as a kid, did you not? And it was nothing like a bobblehead.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a whole trunk full of Barbie dolls, and none of them, their heads kind of did bobble. My brother used to pull their heads off, so yeah, they did a little bit. But the legs moved, the arms moved, you could change their clothes, their hair, their different settings. Your bobblehead doll, the only thing about it is what it represents a person, and its head bobbles up and down. That's it. There's no other. Sorry, I said bobblehead doll. A bobblehead.
Yeah, you did.
Bobblehead figurine. Or is a figurine a doll?
Yeah.
This is now, my mind is in a pretzel because this is now changing everything I ever thought about bobbleheads. I don't think they're dolls, though.
No.
It kind of sounds like you do.
60-40 against on the poll so far, early on.
Not a doll.
Yeah.
No.
That's my official
statement. Oh, 60-40, not a doll. Yeah. People are stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're not, if they don't agree with you, they're stupid. It's funny how that works.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, just a reminder for you, Lucy, I don't think it's a doll. Bone doesn't think it's a doll. Our producer, Beltway Ben, does not think it's a doll. And you don't think it's a doll.
Literally,
but Jason thinks people are stupid.
Are you still on a home run? Have you hit a home run every day?
Dong Queen.
A home run bet every day of the major league season?
Queen of Dongs.
I would like to say I'm still the queen of dongs. However, we need to pick it up, guys. I need to start a new streak because I started off nine games in a row.
That's
opening
crazy.
Day to nine games days later. I hit a home run prop bet at least one, sometimes two, every single day.
Wow.
So I am trying every day now. It's been, I think, 4 days or so since I last hit a home run bet. So I'm really looking to start it again. So
Devers
really
or Springer? Devers or Springer today?
Devers. So I have Devers home run today. If you want to live bet that since the game has begun. George Springer, though, he grew up around me and he went to the Brothers School of Miss Porter's and his sister and I had the same softball pitching coach. So I would like to say George Springer, who is at bat right now, but no. I'm going to say Rafael Devers home run over Springer home run.
He went to that old farm school, didn't he? He went to the same school as Hudson Haskin, I think.
Yes, Avon Old Farms.
Yeah.
He did go there.
You also like Marcelo Osuna to hit a home run, correct?
I sure do. Osuna of the Braves. He is batting 300 against Jesus Luzardo with one home run, two singles, and he has three hits over his last two games, so he's hot. So I like him to hit a home run today as well.
Lucy Burge, let the people know where they can find you.
At Lucille Burge on Twitter, at Lucille Burge on Instagram, and at Lucy Burge 1 on TikTok.
Lucy, you're the best.
Remember
welcome
that
back.
Poll,
we will chat with you next week. And yes, please
vote
in
the poll, please.
Yes, I will be voting right now, and I will vote in any poll. I love polls, of course, and I will talk to you guys next week.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's yes. Coming up next on the program, let's check in with the Orioles farm system. We got an update. How's Judd Fabian doing? Enrique Bradfield, unfortunately, we have an update there that's not great. And Vance Honeycutt, another update, not so great. We go down the farm next here on The Fan.
Omaha, probably the best home run hitters park in the league. Here's a ball well hit by Fabian. Long run back for Alvarez. Runs out of room. It's gone. Deep left center field beyond the edge of the bullpen. Home run number 4 for Fabian. This is a 2-run rocket.
Judd Fabian already hitting bombs and multiplicity for the Norfolk Tides. Are you starting to become impressed with Judd Fabian?
I mean, I think, you know, one of these outfielders is going to at least be a fourth outfielder in the major league. Like if you keep drafting super athletic, toolsy college outfielders with power, but a ton of swing and miss. I mean, it stands to reason that one of them will eventually play. How many games did Stowers play here? 30? Someone will play 50 games in their career? Like, I don't know. Like, could it be Judd Fabian? Maybe. Look, he's got natural, ridiculous power, prodigious power. He's playing in center field primarily, which is obviously going to increase his trade value and increase his major league value. And I've seen this kid make amazing plays. He's like a gazelle in a lot of ways. He's got 4 home runs, and he's getting on base 36% of the time. It's early, and he's slugging almost 600. He's also struck out 12 times in 10 games. And like, it's sort of like, and we're going to get to last year's first round pick, Vance Honeycutt, in a minute. Yep. But like, they have certain archetypes that they have gravitated to, right? And it started in the third round of their first draft with Kyle Stowers, and they found different variations of this from the left side or the right side. It's usually the left side. And they thought Hudson Haskin was going to be, like, they drafted him like underage as a sophomore and thought he would be a thing. Like, they had the kid Watson at LSU. Like, first 4 or 5 rounds, there's been a lot of these kids, right? And we've seen it at the major league. I mean, at guys who matriculated at the major league level and are still here, like Kalzer and Heston. But I mean, those were top 5 picks. But there's been a lot of attempts, and they're hitting. Development program gets, boy, do they get a lot of people throwing flowers at them. But the reality is, it hasn't popped outside of guys who are first round picks.
Who do you think ends up being the better pro, Fabian or Beavers?
Or door number three.
But I don't know that either one is an
everyday major league player.
Yeah, I bring up Beavers because heading in the last year, there was a lot of buzz with him. Maybe didn't take the step that everyone thought.
Didn't take the step I thought.
Yeah, and
but I mean, like, does he have a major league future? Yeah. This is a big year for him at AAA, as it is for Judd Fabian. But look. When Fabian makes contact, he tends to do damage. And Fabian is definitely not above taking a walk, which I love. But there is still a lot of swing and miss.
So you alluded to Vance Honeycutt for time purposes.
Yeah. I'm
not hear Michael Eyes talk about him, but just he's struggling.
I mean, I don't know about this one. Like, there was going to be one of these feast or famine that just it doesn't pan out at all. And it's really early. I get it. But, I mean, this kid had 48 plate appearances against right-handed pitching last year, and he struck out 21 times. I mean, he had a 498 OPS against right-handed pitching last year. This year, he's got 7 strikeouts and 19 plate appearances against right-handed pitching. I've watched the Aberdeen games on the app. Like, it just doesn't look competitive to me. Like, he's got plus-plus speed. He's a tremendous defensive outfielder. But for as much college baseball and big-time college baseball as this guy played, and there's a lot of bad pitching in that league, like, and it's cold, and I get it, but I've seen enough of him to where I'm starting to wonder if this is one where they really swung and missed.
Enrique Bradfield Jr. was off to a hot start, but he left today's game early.
Yeah, and I hope it's nothing serious, because this kid, you know, was picking up where he left off last year, and I like how he finished off his time at AA last year. And this is someone who, if they are a competitive team, has a real shot to give them a shot in the arm, especially if they get sick of Jorge Mateo and decide they want somebody else in that role.
Mm-hmm.
The defense has been major league level since they took him in the first round. Again, short sample size, but like, he got on base 40% of the time in AA last year. He started this year 6-for-16 with 3 walks. They've done some developmental things with his swing that I think will work, but it's just bad luck. Basayo's hurt right now. They've had a lot of injuries. Just one other thing, and this makes no sense to me. Kobe Mayo's played 6 games at third base and 4 at first.
Yeah, that's...
He's not hitting no matter where he plays right now. And he's obviously a little jacked up in the head.
Yes.
But that, I don't know who you think you're fooling, but you're not helping his trade value, you're not helping his development, and you're not helping your major league product.
Coming up next, it's six-pack time. And if you were tuned in on Tuesday, you know that Bone won over $1,000 on a NCAA bracket. So our six-pack today is where Bone should be spending that grand. We'll have our list next here on The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Six-pack time. Six-pack sponsored by the Good Feet Store. Come in and try the Good Feet feeling today. Comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief at the Good Feet Store. Go to GoodFeet.com. And in light of Bone and his big bracket win, it's our six-pack aware. Bone should put that money in. Beltway Ben, let's get started.
Number six
for me is he needs to take some hedging classes, and we all True. Begged him to hedge, and
he knew better.
Here's the thing. He sat in the fetal position that whole damn game.
I did.
Because he didn't hedge.
He died a thousand deaths.
He could have relaxed and enjoyed the game, but instead, and he was fortunate. But it could
he got bailed out.
It could have been much easier evening for Bone.
My six, I feel a little dirty even bringing this up because it would be killing off basically a member of the show. Buy a new laptop. Now, that would mean the end of the old laptop.
That's a good one.
And we know that that laptop has lived. They're talking about dying a thousand deaths. So I'm torn on this one because I'm like, is that old one going to live forever? Would now be the time to upgrade? But also, there's a part of me that thinks if he had a laptop he cared about, then we wouldn't get to talk about him leaving it for Memorial Day weekend at Pickles.
Yes,
that was driving
fun.
Away from the Aberdeen Ironbirds parking lot with it on its roof.
Yes, those things happened.
But I did go new laptop at six.
Number five.
Look, it's been a minute since the Baltimore Ravens maybe needed a kicker. But I felt like in light of the Justin Tucker situation, maybe you could get yourself some high-level kicking lessons. And then if they don't draft anybody, maybe you come in for a kicking competition on a Tuesday. It'd be great for the show. We see if you know. We see if you could do some kicking.
My five is your six. Time for a new laptop. And I got to tell you, I think you articulated it well. It is a character on this show.
Like losing a friend.
Yes. And
which I do all the time.
And the other, but the other part of this is, it is pretty clear he does not care about his laptop. He has made that abundantly clear. So I do wonder if he got a nicer laptop, if that would force him to care.
It's tough love for the old laptop. Yes. You wonder, would he really nurture and develop the new one?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's an interesting thought.
Number four.
I put this just because I want someone to document it, but how about just making it rain at the club, Bone? Like, just start throwing dollars around. Like, I'd want to see that. I just want to see you let loose.
We know that you have resisted the urge for speed dating, and you did do that one Thursday thing. But I figured $1,000 could get you 18 months of speed dating and pottery classes. And you obviously enjoyed the pottery class. And eventually,
pottery's fun.
Yeah, and eventually it could be a different demographic that's there that is more your speed, but I just felt like $1,000 could probably at least a year and a half's worth of speed dating and pottery.
Yeah, I'll go Jason. I'm just not making it rain at the club.
Oh, it would be great.
I'm just not.
It would be great.
I'm just not doing that.
It's a waste,
Bun. It's not me.
It's a waste. Mm.
It's a waste.
Put that money to
You're
use.
Down to clown, Bun.
I'm down to clown, but that's a different level.
It wouldn't last that long.
No.
Right? Wouldn't even
well, if he throws ones. Throws ones.
Depends how much we're going to throw one at a time.
Well, just flipping the ones out there. That's a big stack.
I have one band on me.
Hey, we're doing the six-pack of ways Bone should spend those winnings from his bracket. And Beltway Ben, let's continue.
Number three.
Bone, we might not be the most popular people at the warehouse. You know, and we did get to throw out a first pitch for the then Bowie Bay Sox once, though.
Yeah, I bounced it.
I didn't.
Do it again.
I bounced it.
I'm wondering if you use some of that money, you bribe the Orioles into letting you throw out a first pitch, and then you represent this show the right way and actually throw it to the glove. I don't know if that's too much of an ask, because most people could do it.
Not me.
But I think that would be good for inside access and for you.
I would love to do that.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome. You think 1,000 is going to get it done, though?
No, I think it should be less than that.
Yeah.
You think?
If you know the right people. If you're talking to the right people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think a couple hundies should do that.
This is the only one that I did with all seriousness. My three is a spa day for Zoe. How about you take care of the girl?
I like that.
Give her a nice day. Let her get pampered a little bit.
I like that.
Yeah.
Number two.
Melissa, Kim, and others have mentioned this. And so number two is a wardrobe update.
You definitely
need to update the wardrobe. Yeah. And I can point you to a couple stores that have sales periodically.
Oh.
You can stock up on some things.
Well, I think you could take some of my next one and then use what you earn from it to then dip into the wardrobe. I came in here yesterday. I told you guys I don't do this very often, but I bet my life that the Dodgers, some way, somehow, were going to win that ball game against the Nats yesterday. And the only person who listened was Beltway Ben.
Beltway Ben!
He's the only one who really gets me.
Yeah.
Bone, while you can still get it, I'd take that grand and I'd put it all on Orioles under 87 wins.
Wow.
Number one.
Then you're covered either way. You're hedged.
Yeah, but
you've hedged your fandom.
He doesn't know how to hedge.
I'm telling him.
I made that clear at six.
We had our friend the Burge join us for the first time in a while.
Oh.
Bone, the number one for me is simple. You get on the first thing hopping up to Boston with the most high-quality juggling balls on the market.
Wow.
And you hand-deliver those juggling balls to the Burge along with a Tristan Gosch's Red Sox jersey.
Yeah. She probably already has one of
those. She might. Well, then the third jersey. You find out which one she doesn't have in the videos.
Yeah.
There's only 18 jerseys now. There's blue ones, red ones, white ones. City Connects.
Yeah. My one, and we did document earlier in this exercise that he's down to clown. It's about that time to stock up on horse lube, Bun. And $1,000 can get you a lot of horse lube. And you're going to have those parties coming up this summer. So you might as well stock up now.
That's a
clown. Is it BYO?
Way to take down the ginger gorilla.
See, If you would have nailed the one, I would have went with you because Zoe in the wardrobe were strong 3-2. Yeah, but Jason nailing the one with
the Burge.
And I'm still, yes.
You blew it with the Burge the first time.
I need to figure out what I'm
If he shows up with the jersey and the juggling balls, I think.
I'm going back up to Boston this summer. Maybe we can make that happen. Maybe not the jersey, but I feel like the juggling balls.
I don't know. She needs jerseys.
Jerseys are expensive.
Yeah.
$100.
Yeah. We have a new segment on this show, thanks to the people at Maryland Social Media, because we'll explain. It's to Xfinity and beyond. We update you on Maryland basketball next here on The Fan.
Towards the end of Coach Drizel's life, they took his phone, and every time he would see his daughter or Chuck, he would tell him to call me. And
wow.
Chuck came here today.
I was talking to Chuck about this, today.
Chuck sent me a long text. I have like over 3,000 texts. I'm not going to be able to respond for a while, but this was very early when this happened. And he said, my dad's rejoicing in heaven. That's cool. So, yeah.
Wow. That's Buzz Williams with Johnny Holiday talking about Terp legendary coach Lev Drizel, the Hall of Famer.
And his son
Chuck Drizel. And he's something I didn't know, he had a close relationship with the family and talking about that. And their new segment to Xfinity and Beyond because they play their games at Xfinity and he is Buzz. And so it works. Thank you to Maryland Social Media for that one because that's what we're going to call Maryland basketball segments from now on. But Buzz Williams... he's making quite an impression.
Yeah, I mean, it's more than lip service. It's more than, flipping through the media guide for 5 minutes and boning up on, this name and that name and then mispronouncing it. I do think there's a deeper connection and a deeper understanding of how this program rose to prominence and how special things can be around here. And whoever came in deserved the benefit of the doubt, and they're coming into a tough situation. But I do think there is something genuine to his want to be here. Not just did he really want to get out of A&M? It's clear. Like, that's a lot of that going on in big-time college sports. But I do think that this place means more to him than this place could have ever meant to Willard.
Well, I think something that is abundantly clear, and you just hearing from former players of Buzz or just hearing people talk about him, he's real. He is not a Kevin Willard, a two-faced, someone that's going to lie and just spit.
It seems pretty clear. His players love him. Four guys have now followed him.
He's more of a lovable bear than a rat.
Yes. Yeah, bald rat.
Exactly.
Bald rat.
Like, I think he's got a genuine people skills, like magnetism to him that is different than the last two guys who've been through here.
I'd agree with that.
180.
And now he's officially signed 6 kids. 4 of them are A&M kids. And then Miles Rice, who was in Indiana, and the McCoy kid from Kansas. So Beltway Ben, 6 signings, more to come. Are we feeling, are we over our Willard malaise? Are we feeling good about Buzz?
Feels solid, but they need to get a shooter. I want a knockdown shooter. They definitely need to have some shooters. Buzz, his style at A&M was not to get shooters on the court. They played a lot of defense. It was ugly games. And I think that that's somewhat going to be the case at Maryland, but I still think that he's going to add a shooter sometime soon.
I'm pretty confident he's going to add – he's going to add a bunch of guys.
Well, had the guy from Rivals on, Mark Passwater, who said that he thought he was changing his spots there and was actively going to spend NIL money on shooters this year for the first time ever. So, and like, if you're going to rate a program, you could do worse than rating A&M.
Yes. No, I'm completely with you. So we will keep you updated as more news comes because the portal thinks hey, by the way, Rodney Rice listed Maryland in his top 6 of schools. He's looking to transfer.
I don't think he's coming. Back.
I think it's 6th.
I think we're going to be down to the crab 0. I don't think there's even going to be a crab 1.
There's nobody left.
No crabs.
There's just no crabs.
There's no chance.
No crustaceans whatsoever.
No Braden Pierce. The cupboard is bare of guys that were here a year ago.
We got the Aggie 5.
Aggie 4.
But maybe he's not done.
Yeah, he. Well, they could have that recruit, at least one recruit that had committed.
I'm going to go with Aggie 5.
Yeah, could be. Could be a fifth.
I think a playoff words for Buzz, I think.
And that's not that hard.
No.
No, I mean, they were Terps. We don't need to be Aggies when they were Maryland now.
Oh, he's the Buzz 4? You like the Buzz?
I need a workshop.
Okay.
I need a workshop.
Get into the simulator and tell us what we got. Coming up next, Purple Rain in the forecast, and Roquan Smith. Is he long for the Ravens? Is it possible that we could be looking at his last year with the Baltimore Ravens? We'll explain next here on The Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.